Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, the Barracuda scored first back in the first. Unfortunately, it was the only goal they could get past Matt Valault as they mustered just 20 shots. And the Tucson Roadrunners score four times in the third to run away with a 5-1 victory. And for Tucson, they pick up their season-high sixth consecutive win and their 43rd of the year. Tucson now up to 91 points on the season. And the Barracuda stay pat at 60 points. They suffer their 34th loss. They are now 2-5 against Tucson on the year. In the first, not a ton of chances, and frankly, there weren't a ton of chances all night long, certainly for the Barracuda. But on the final shot of the period, at 15:36, Scott Sabourin would come off of the bench, and Tristan Robbins would win an end board battle and just play it to the middle of the ice. And as Sabourin entered the zone, he'd rip one past Valulta for his 18th of the year. Robbins and Rao pick up the assists, and the Barracuda took a 1-0 lead with under 5 to go in the first. Barracuda will break out of their zone. Kyle Rao past the red line, will flick it left corner, peel away to make a change. Robbins in on the forecheck, steals the puck, plays it for Sabourin, coming off the bench, he scores! Tristan Robbins won a battle on the end boards and just put it right into the middle of the ice. Scott Sabourin coming off the bench, enters the zone and wires it past Matt Valulta. Beautiful shot from Scott Sabourin. He's up to 18 goals on the year. His career best before the season was 16, set that last year. He's now up to 18. Robbins and Rao pick up the assist. Final shots in the first 7-4. No penalties called in the first period. Shocking between these two clubs. Oh, don't worry. We made up for it in the final two periods of play. Barracuda will take the first minor of the game in the second as Lucas Van Robois was called for hooking at 3:10. And on the ensuing power play, Aku Ratu will go upstairs from in tight on the far side, his 15th of the year, fourth against the Cuda. Smith and Pagansky would pick up the assists, and we were tied at 1-1. Tucson would outshoot the Barracuda 17-11 in the second period, but the game would remain tied at 1-1 after 40. But that was not the storyline. The storyline was how chippy the game got in the second. It all started with a big open ice hit by Montana Onabuchi on Kyle Rao. That led to an interference penalty against the former Barracuda defenseman Onabuchi at 9:37. Barracuda would go on to the power play. They could not score, although the power play looked pretty good on the team's only opportunity tonight. But as we got back to full strength, the whistle would be blown, and Tucson would have an E-zone draw. Off the draw, Scott Sabourin would beeline for Onabuchi, who he's already fought twice this year. Those two had already been jawing at each other all night long. He'd go right after him. He'd hammer it on the end wall, and then he'd just start teeing off on Onabuchi with lefts. So Onabuchi got no response, punches off, as he really couldn't, as Sabourin was going after him and just throwing heavy lefts on Onabuchi, a little bit of retribution for the hit on Kyle Rao. Sabourin was given a game misconduct, 17 combined penalty minutes, and his night was over. Roadrunners would go on a five-minute major power play, but they wouldn't score, and we would go again into the intermission, tied at 1-1. In the third, it would stay tied at 1-1 all the way until the 14:48 mark, as Hunter Drew would put the puck on net. The save was made by Magnus Crona, but the rebound was fired home by Max Zuber, seventh of the season, to give Tucson a 2-1 lead. That was at 14:48. 53 seconds later, Cameron Hebig would score to give Tucson a 3-1 lead. Nathan Smith would score on an empty net at 17:54. His 12th of the year, Hebig also lighting the lamp for his 12th of the season. And then Ben McCartney late in the game as Krona got back in the nets will go upstairs on the Swedish goaltender, his 6th at 19:20. And the Roadrunners pick up the 5-1 win. The losing goaltender is Magnus Krona. He made 30 stops on 34 Roadrunner shots, and his record on the season falls for Krona. He's now 6-17-6. He is 1-4 against Tucson. The winning goaltender, Matt Filalta. Filalta picks up his league-high 31st win. He's 31-17-3. He is 4-1 against the Barracuda. Filalta, pretty quiet night, made 19 saves en route to the victory. Roadrunners pick up their 6th straight win. Let's go over our three stars. Nathan Smith is the number 3 star. He had a goal and an assist, 2 shots on net for Smith. The number 2 star is Austin Pagansky. Pagansky finishes the game with 2 assists, a +1 rating, and 1 shot on net. And the number 1 star is Max Zuber. Zuber had the game-winning goal. He had 3 points, 2 assists, +3 rating, and 5 shots on net, all coming from the blue line. Those are our 3 stars. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 18 minutes, 5,397 saw. These 2 teams will run it back tomorrow. We expect much of the same chippy, tight checking, physical, and we'll see if the Barracuda can finish off the year in the win column. They fall short tonight, a game that was much closer than maybe the final score indicates, but when everything was said and done, the Barracuda fall by a final score of 5-1. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6:30 tomorrow. You can listen live on the Sharks Audio Network. You can also find us on the app on the Sharks Audio Network, the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch live, of course, on AHLTV.com. That will do it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in tonight, whether you listen or you watch. We certainly do appreciate it, and we look forward to bringing our final broadcast to you tomorrow. Again, pregame coverage at 6:30 with a scheduled 7 o'clock puck drop. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Roadrunners 5, the Barracuda 1. We finish up the season tomorrow, and we look forward for you to join us then. Until tomorrow, we'll say so long and good night from the Tucson Convention Center in Tucson, Arizona.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. Say this.